Good evening. Just brought the dog out for a quick wander before dinner. And just thinking how short the weekend seemed to be. It's Sunday evening already, just about to have Sunday dinner. And then that'll be it probably for the day. Probably settle down, maybe watch a bit of telly, read a few more pages of my book maybe, and then go to sleep, ready to get up for work tomorrow morning. But I'm also thinking how kind of volatile that is at the moment with the current economic situation and the way the government seems determined to screw this country into probably the worst economic downturn that we've ever seen, and you know, how many people as a result of what they're doing at the moment will, you know, not be waking up to go to work on a Monday morning in the future because they won't have a job to go to. Government seems determined to blame everything on the public sector and therefore take all of the funding from the public sector. It seems blind to the fact that in doing so, yes, it will mean the public sector will do less and will spend less money. It will also mean that public sector employees will not be needed, be made redundant. So will become a burden on the state because they will be claiming state benefits. Their quality of life will go down, their mental health will suffer. And because the public sector won't have any money, won't be spending any money, he won't be spending it in the private sector. So that will be mirrored there too. I say, the government seems determined to screw this country into crisis after crisis, and they've really just had enough. They seem to jump from one knee-jerk reaction to the next. I think they're trying to be popular. They're failing miserably. I haven't seen a poll since the coalition government came into power, but I really just don't see how they can possibly be as popular now as they were when they came into office. I certainly would never ever now vote Conservative. I would certainly never ever now vote Liberal Democrat. Lib Dems had lots of promise and just sold out to get a seat at the table. The coalition government would have us believe that the reason we're in this mess is because of the Labour Party, and they're probably right. But I have to say, I'm sorry, we might be in this mess, but you just seem to be making it worse, not better. Your policies are incoherent. You don't seem to have any structured approach, and to be frank, I think you're failing. I just hope that somehow you manage to get things right. I don't think you will. I think, to be honest, we're all completely screwed, and there are two big idiots at the helm of the ship that's sinking. Anyway, enough ranting. Just as I say, out walking the dog, and I thought I just needed to vent my spleen a little, as I treasure my time off at weekends, but I would like to still be going to work on a Monday morning for the foreseeable future. I've been out of work before. I know how hard that can be. Unfortunately, I think it's going to be very hard for a lot of people, and I think the government just have no concept of what they're going to do to this country. I can't see them getting a second term. I can't see the Liberal Democrats ever becoming a party of leadership for this country now. I think they've well and truly shot themselves in the foot. I don't think anybody will ever vote for them again. Anyway, I am going to stop ranting now. Finish my dog walk, go home, cook some dinner, and make the most of what's left of Sunday. Hope wherever you are, you're having a good weekend, and I hope you're also getting up to go to work on Monday without a worry about whether it'll be the last Monday or whether you will end up with extended weekends in the future at some point. Hope you're having a good weekend anyway. Take care now. Bye-bye.